What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
And today we are reviewing the book that's highly requested by you guys called Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Oh, yes!
You excited?
I'm so excited because I have listened to a lot of podcasts with him on it and all this stuff. I haven't read the book word for word, but I have listened to enough tips that I've implemented. So I'm very, very excited to dig into it.
It feels like it's right up your alley.
Oh, so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's how I have to create habits. Just real tiny baby steps. You know what I mean?
So, little nuggets.
Yeah. Little nuggets.
You love those nuggets, girl. So we're going to talk about how small habit changes can have a big impact on your life. We have so many habits, all of us. They're behaviors that we perform automatically with little or no thought. So making coffee when you wake up, brushing your teeth before bed, etc. And just as it is hard to quantify the number of habits you have, it is hard to see the power that changing many small habits can have on your overall well-being. But if repeated every day, even the smallest actions can have a huge accumulative effect.
Yep, small changes with a big impact. So imagine a plane taking off from LA en route to New York. If during takeoff, the pilot decided to adjust course by 3.5 degrees to the south, the plane's nose would move just a few feet and the passengers on board would not notice. But after traveling thousands of miles at this new course, passengers would notice when they would arrive in Washington, D.C., not New York.
What? That's not the same place. What? It's a completely different experience.
I want my money back. We don't notice small changes because their immediate impact is negligible. If you are out of shape today and decide to run 20 miles, you will struggle and still be out of shape tomorrow. If you repeat small behaviors day after day, your choices will compound into major results. If you go jogging for 20 minutes every day, you'll eventually be leaner and fitter, even though you won't have noticed the change happening.
I know I made fun of the DC to New York bit, but I think that's such a good example.
It's such a good
example. It
really
is.
It's a crazy good example.
I know.
I hadn't heard that in a while, and when I heard it, I was like, damn it, Taylor.
Dude.
I feel like that analogy was used when we did the Defining Decade episode, book where it's talking about the things you do in your 20s, those little changes you make have such a big impact on the trajectory of your 30s, 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Even when, like, we just had Helen Hong on, she was just talking about, you know, just the act of, like, getting rid of alcohol for a year. It's like, okay, you don't wake up and like, oh my God, my life is so much better. But after the course of an entire year, she could see all the ways that it, you know, it changed everything.
Yeah.
It improved everything, you know? I think it's hard. I can get in that all or nothing mindset when it comes to habits. Either I do it, I go hard and it's perfect, or I don't do it. Mm-hmm. And I've really had to train myself to be like, no, it's okay to just do something. Something is better than nothing, even if it's for 30 seconds or a minute. Yeah, yes. That will compound over time.
Absolutely. Agreed. But it takes a lot to make any sort of change, because change requires patience. Mm. And if you
great
want to
transition, Taylor.
Thank you so much. We didn't even see that one coming.
Seamless.
I just slipped it right in there. If you want to make a positive change in your life, you should recognize that change requires patience and confidence that your habits are keeping you on the right trajectory, even if you aren't seeing immediate results. Oh, so hard to do, though.
So hard.
If your behaviors and habits don't seem to be paying off, try to focus on your current trajectory rather than your current results. If you have little money in the bank, but you are saving something each month, then you can be confident that your trajectory is right. The key to making big changes in your life doesn't have to involve major upheaval. You don't need to revolutionize your behavior or reinvent yourself. Make tiny changes to your behavior, which when repeated time and time again, will become habits that lead to big results. Another good way to think about this, I mean, it's not good. It's more of a negative thing, but sometimes negativity helps you be more productive than positivity if you are like me.
Welcome to self-helpless.
Turning any shred of positivity into a big fuck you.
Yeah, beat yourself up, will you?
Well, here's what I do with this, because I go, oh, but it's going to take forever to be good. And what if it doesn't work? I go, okay, well, think about a bad habit that you've done and the negative effect you've seen of that. And maybe that'll help you like buy into the effectiveness of small changes. Because it goes for, you know, bad changes as well. If you don't do something every day for a month, guess what? You're going to see the results of that.
Oh, yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm not somebody who can be like, all right, I'm changing my habit and I won't be able to celebrate this thing until 4 months from now when I actually see the results. I have to like celebrate along the way or I will not stick with it. Like, even that stupid thing that I've been doing with my collecting the little dots every time I do something nice. I literally, if I do something that's good for my wellness of any kind, I put a little pink dot on a piece of paper. And so I'm saying, oh, look at me go. Like, I'm killing it. Even though I'm not seeing like radical changes right now. I know, okay, this over time will be something, but I need to keep myself in it long enough to get there. And if I wasn't doing anything to reward myself or acknowledge it, it would be down the toilet.
Yeah, dude, remember when I had a fucking like big girl chart?
Dude, yes!
Where I was giving myself stickers. Right? Yes.
Because I grew up with them and I'd put little stickers on for like, I brushed my teeth before bed. I don't know why I was like such a little homeless man. Like, you have to brush your teeth before bed. And then when I filled in all the stickers, I got like a cat. Like, one of my rewards was I got to go get a cat from
like
the pound.
Like a real cat?
Like,
oh,
yeah, like an actual.
That's awesome. Only so many times you can do that.
That's true. That's a one-time treat.
Three times for Kelsey.
And then it's like a Snickers bar.
Maybe that's why I didn't keep up with mine as an adult, because I never got myself a cat. It was just like the stickers were the reward.
Yeah.
I should have had somewhere I was going.
You know. So my family's such trash. You get a live animal when you finish your chart.
I think that's great. Are you kidding me?
Hey.
My parents would have been like, here's a small Butterfinger. Just a tiny one.
Yeah. And apparently we went to the pound and there's like all these beautiful like Persian kittens and these healthy cats. And there were two sickly, dying, tiny little black kittens. And I just walked right up to them. I was like, those ones. And my mom was like, what about, look at this nice one that's all, you know, definitely not gonna perish in 3 days in our care. And I was like, no, these ones. And I named them Hugs and Tugs.
Oh, you got two cats?
Two.
Oh my God.
I swindled two, and then one of them died like right away because they were so sick. And one of them had like the terrible immune system for its entire 18-year life.
This is literally the saddest thing that we've ever talked about on the podcast. Like, from you having terrible taste in cats as a child to their sickly and demise. Oh my God.
You really fucked me up with the whole chart thing after that. Like, no! Fuck this chart. Nothing good comes from this chart.
But good for you for getting the stickers. I mean,
thank you so much.
Two cats. Have you guys watched, this is off topic.
I don't want to talk about it.
You what? Don't want to talk about it? Did
don't
you watch it?
No, I never will. Oh, and I don't want to talk about it.
Okay,
at all.
Sorry. I won't bring it up. We can talk about it afterward.
Okay.
The documentary, right. Don't Fuck With Cats.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
But I can't talk
it's
about
a pretty fucked up documentary.
Oh, okay.
They don't show you anything, though.
Maybe it's along the lines with Dominion or Earthlings, perhaps.
No, we'll talk about it later. Okay. We'll talk about it in the car when Kelsey's not here.
No, I get too triggered.
Totally get it.
How did we even get? I don't know how we got onto that.
The cat chart.
Habits are automated behaviors learned from experience. When you walk into a dark room, you don't think about what to do next. You instinctively reach for a light switch. Oh, that's very interesting and true. Mm-hmm. It's a habit, a behavior you've repeated so many times that now it happens automatically. So how habits are formed. Our brain figures out how to respond to new situations through a process of trial and error. 19th century psychologist Edward Thorndike argued that behaviors that give...
Edward Thorndike.
Impressed that I said it right the first time, because that's a very weird combination of sounds and letters. Argue that behaviors that give satisfying consequences, like turning on a light enables you to see, tend to be repeated until they become automatic. Mm-hmm. Habits begin with a cue or a trigger to act. Next comes a craving for a change in state. Then comes our response. The final step in the process and the end goal of every habit is the reward. Mm-hmm. Every habit is subject to the same process, but of course, not all habits are good for us.
Yeah. Dude, I love this. I love this because it's actionable. You can actually do this with the habits that you want to start. So it's like, for me, I told you I have to put my running shoes out where I can see them. So that's a trigger for me. When I wake up or I'm walking around the house and I see my running shoes, it triggers me to be like, oh, I'm going to go and put those on. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go for a walk. And then I come home, you know, and then like, oh, I reward myself by like just saying, hey, great job, and put my dot on my piece of paper. And it's like a three-step system.
Yeah.
So you just, you have to make it so simple. And visible, for me at least. It needs to be very simple and visible.
Mm, well, and it helps too if the habit you're trying to form is something you actually enjoy doing, not thinking about, okay, well, this is going to be great for me in a year if I stick with it. But, you know, me making meditating in the morning a habit, I'd really try to soak in that moment as soon as I'm done meditating of like, wow, I feel so much better. Mm-hmm. I never meditate and feel worse afterward.
Right. Mm.
Always feel better. Right. So... it takes 10 minutes. It's always worth it for me.
Yeah, that's a nice reward.
It's a really good point.
People struggle with creating new habits, especially if it's like, oh, trying to wake up earlier, like trying to do stuff. You're right, Kelsey. Like if they don't enjoy it, it's going to be really hard to stick with it. Yeah. Same thing with morning routines. If you just start your day doing something that you actually want to do, like you're excited to get out of bed for, chances are you're going to stick with it. Like if you hate going for a run, waking up in the morning, you'd be like, oh, fuck that. But if you love taking a bath, make that the first thing you do before work. It's like, hey, I'm going to get up and I get to take a bath or whatever.
Yeah.
Just make it something nice and fun.
For sure.
All right. So.
Into building new habits.
Building new habits. All of us have cues that trigger certain habits. The buzz of your phone causes you to check your messages. Once you understand which cues or stimuli trigger what types of habitual behavior, you can use this knowledge to change your habits. Change your surroundings to encourage better habits. Dr. Anne Thorndike improved her patients' dietary habits without requiring them to make a conscious decision by rearranging the hospital cafeteria. Originally, the vending machines were next to the registers. They only contained soda. Thorndike introduced water bottles at those machines, thus prompting a 25% increase in water purchases and 11% decrease in soda purchases. Simple changes to our environment can make a big difference. Want to practice guitar? Leave the instrument in the center of your room.
Your shoes.
Yeah, that's what, there they are. Trying to eat healthier snacks? Leave them on the counter instead of hidden in the drawer. Use implementation intentions. Most people are too vague in their intentions. An implementation intention introduces a clear plan of action, setting out when and where you'll carry out the habit you'd like to cultivate. A study of voters in the U.S. found that citizens who were asked the questions, at what time will you vote and how will you get to the voting station, were more likely to actually turn out to vote than those who were just asked if they would vote. So don't just say, I'll run more often. Say, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, when my alarm goes off, the first thing I will do is run 2 miles. You are giving yourself a clear cue and a clear plan of action. Yeah.
Ooh.
So totally true, agree. Dude.
Yeah.
So true. Gonna say something about this and I cannot remember.
Do you have cues that help you?
Well, for me, the cue, like the shoes being visual and stuff that. For me, another thing that has been helpful, and I can't remember if it's part of this book or another thing I was kind of reading about habits, is like if you need to just pick, I need to kind of just pick one at a time. I cannot do everything at once, or I will stop all of them. And so for me is like, it's like, try to pick the one that will create the biggest snowball effect for you. So for me, it's like, okay, I need to brush my teeth at like 8 p.m. every night, because if I brush my teeth at 8 p.m., I'm probably not going to binge eat bagels till 10 or 11 p.m. And then I'll feel better probably when I wake up, which will make me more productive for the next day. And then I'll probably, you know, take a nice walk and all that stuff. So I know that just by brushing my teeth will snowball all of these other habits that will basically help my overall wellness with what I eat and how I feel the next day and all that stuff. So if you can just like pick one thing, and that will kind of lead to the other domino things effect, indirectly.
Yeah.
I recommend doing that.
That's a great point. Yeah, I think what you said about making a habit something you actually want to do is a good point. Because humans receive a hit of dopamine when we do things that make us feel good. Come on, you guys. That was great. You can't give it away.
You should work for Audible and start reading all their books.
I'm so good. We receive a hit of dopamine when we do things that make us feel good. So like eating or having sex, which, you know, those aren't really habits that you can do all the time, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
Speak for yourself.
But we also get a hit of dopamine. I just got a picture of Delaney just on top eating a bagel.
Oh my god. Yeah. Why did I think like the literally exact same thing? Because I combined them. I was like, that's what she wants.
Yeah, that's what you want.
She wants that way more than just sex. Yeah. She wants to be actively eating bagels.
Dope. And you want to be productive.
Someone's inside
of her. My God. Two birds, one stone.
Anyway, but we also get a hit of dopamine when we anticipate those pleasurable activities. Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that. It's like, we kind of talked about that on an episode recently about like how thinking about a goal, accomplishing a goal is almost as good as doing it.
Yeah.
If we make our new habits something to look forward to, we'll be much more likely to follow through and actually do them. Try temptation bundling. Ooh.
Glasses.
That's what we just said about Delaney. Take a behavior that you think is important but unappealing and try to link it to a behavior you're drawn to. If you hate running but love watching Netflix, try allowing yourself to watch Netflix only when you're running on your treadmill. I've totally done that where I'm like, you can watch this show, but only on the treadmill.
Yes, I've done it before too. Try and save it for the thing you don't like.
Yeah.
One of our, actually some of the listeners who came out to San Francisco said that her and her roommate turn on Self-Helpless, and for the entire hour they listen to us while they clean their apartment together. Aww. And it's like, oh, you take this thing that you're probably not looking forward to do, and then you make it fun, and then it becomes fine, right?
What? Isn't that is so, so sweet? Nice. That's so nice. If you guys are cleaning right now, you're doing a great job. I don't know why that got me more than anything else.
But like, yeah, you just gotta like make it more fun.
Yeah, that's so nice. Fun.
They use us like we use the Marie Kondo audiobook on YouTube. I'm honored.
The greatest thing.
That's so nice.
Making habits immediately satisfying is essential to effective behavior change. When you are pursuing habits with a delayed return, try to attach some immediate gratification to them. You guys, my pink dot system.
It's so sad that a paper full of pink dots like makes you
4 years old. Like that's what children do.
Okay, cat chart.
Fine.
All right. The author described one couple who wanted to save money and eat healthier by cooking at home. So they created a mechanism for immediate satisfaction. Every time they ate at home, they transferred $50 to their trip to Europe savings account.
Ooh, I love that.
That's great. That way they got the immediate reward of seeing a sum of money being put towards an exciting trip. Oh, fuck yeah. That's great.
That's an amazing idea.
I love that. Do you guys do this with anything? Like immediate gratification for good habits or anything? Or do you feel like, oh, the way that you feel after meditation is like enough of a reward that will keep you going?
I feel like I'm pretty food motivated. Like if I have to sit down and do some writing that I'm kind of dragging my feet on, I'm like, okay, if you can write for 30 minutes, you get a little treat.
Yeah.
I am my own puppy. And then I'll go get a little piece of chocolate or something, and then I'll keep going. But usually, you know, Gary Goleman, I think we've talked about him before. He has these great writing tips that he shares online. He's a fantastic comedian. And he always talks about if you're trying to get yourself to get some writing done or whatever it is, set a timer for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And just tell yourself, I'm just going to write for 10 minutes. Because sure enough, like once that timer goes off, a lot of time you're already in the flow and you're like, I can keep writing.
Yep. Mm.
But if you trick yourself into thinking, brain. It's just, I'm only going to be here for 10 minutes. I'm just getting in and out. Then you can trick yourself into getting into the flow.
Constantly. Yeah, I do that with the gym all the time where I'm like, oh, just go and like do some weights for half an hour. And then I'm like, I should run too. Like, yeah.
I'm trick here. Yourself into starting. Yeah.
Well, and I think if you do the thing you like first when it comes to working out, people always, the to-do list are like, do the thing that's hardest first. And I think that does work for some people. But for me, definitely with working out, like I like doing weights more than I like doing cardio.
That's a good point. I'm the same way. And so I'll always do cardio first because I don't want to run.
But you like weights
better. I like weights better. That's what you just said.
Yeah. So try doing weights first.
That's, I think that's the key.
Just start with weights.
See, I've been rewarding myself with weights.
Ah, I see.
I've been going, you ran, now you can go do something fun.
I get into it much more easily if I know I'm just going to go right with weights.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, that's nice.
I don't do the gym. Kira Lachey is my reward. My hip hop queen, Kira Lachey. I love her videos.
I love them too. They're honestly, they're fucking working. I am sore the next day. My abs are sore the next day.
Wow. She's so good, dude. I love her.
Shakira.
Oh my god, we should get her on the show.
I would die. That'd be awesome.
Sam and I went to an arcade for 3 hours and we were so sore the next day.
Oh my god, right?
It was crazy.
You play intense air hockey for a little bit or some papa shot, like you get real sore.
Yeah, we did a lot of there was the throwing at the clowns.
Throwing at the
clowns, and then we were doing basketball and we were doing the skee ball thing. Oh my god,
skee ball.
We spent so much money.
Fun.
Got you so sore. Fly we were through money. Sweating. Oh my god, so fast.
At an arcade, yeah.
You put it on a cart. They have they had cards. It was insane.
I love a barcade or just an arcade. I love all that so much.
Very good time.
So much joy. Create a framework to keep your habits on track using trackers and contracts. Managing your own behavior changes can be hard. Habit tracking is a simple but effective technique. Using a simple calendar or diary, cross off every day that you stick with your chosen behaviors. The anticipation and action of crossing off each day will feel good and keep you motivated.
Kind of like my chart system, but not. I don't do it every day. When I do it.
Develop a habit contract that imposes negative consequences if you fail to stay on track. Ooh. The author described an entrepreneur who intended to lose 200 pounds. After specifying habits to change, he kept himself accountable by telling his personal trainer that if he did not adhere to his intended habits, he would pay his personal trainer an extra $100 each week.
Yeah.
The strategy worked because he did not want to lose face in front of his personal trainer.
Dude, shit, that's really good. You got to find out what motivates you and then exploit it for your habits. That's basically what this is. It's like playing mind games with yourself. If money motivates you, if hanging out with friends and family motivates you, if food motivates you, that's how you can either reward or take something away to kind of keep you sticking with something.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? Ooh.
Well,
yeah.
This is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome.
Do you guys have any habits that you're hoping to stick with or implement right now? Is there anything new?
Mm-hmm. I tried to do once where I was like, oh, I'll donate to charity if I don't work out this certain amount of times a week. But then anytime I didn't do it, I was like, well, I'm giving to charity. So it didn't even work.
You gotta give to something shitty that you hate.
And then if you do actually work out, you're like, well, I didn't donate to charity. So now I feel shit because these people needed my help.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm so vain.
Yeah, that's a slippery slope.
You have to make it painful. Donate to a cause.
To watch a video of Trump speaking.
I have stuck with the screen time limit app with Instagram. It's going well.
Does that turn it off automatically once you reach a certain?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, and you can put in a passcode to have more time if you want. It's not going to boot you out permanently.
But you have a husband, so you could give the passcode to someone else.
That's right. Yeah.
And have them set it.
Yeah. But since setting it, I've been good. I haven't hit it. I've been more mindful of not just scrolling or sitting on there, but after doing the Vices episode with Helen Hong, I was really this has to stop. I have to make a habit of not spending so much time on here. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Oh, that's good that you're sticking with that.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I was also going to say, I don't know if we covered really this, but pairing a new habit with an old habit. So like if you brush your teeth every day or twice a day already, do some like calf raises while you're brushing your teeth. And then you're doing two things at once, but that could be the trigger. It's like, well, you're brushing your teeth. Oh, when I brush my teeth now, I do squats. Like you can just, whatever you're already doing, that's a nice way to sneak it in and make it a little bit more simple to stick with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely saved TV shows and podcasts for working out and stuff.
Nice. Yeah. That makes it enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good.
This was very nice.
We do have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Paige E, I believe. I'm a new listener just getting into podcasts, and I somehow was lucky enough to find this podcast, and I am hooked. Love listening to these ladies, currently binging the old episodes. Thanks for being so honest and funny. Thank you so much, Paige.
Thank you. Thank you for taking time.
Pagey.
If you if you haven't yet, please be sure to go leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes so we can keep climbing the charts. And then also you get a chance to be shouted out on the pod.
Yeah, it just helps other people find the show, which is super great.
And it feels good to help.
This feels so good.
Add it to your habits.
All right. Yeah.
Making people feel good.
Make a habit. Slide the finger a little.
We have some segments,
We sure do. We sure do, Kelsey Cook. You want to kick it off?
Delaney's very excited very excited.
What are you talking about? Fine.
You know what? Don't get too excited. It's early. Hi. Look, we've all been there, all right?
I was going to wait to even talk about it because I don't want to be that person that blows my load right out the gate. But I mentioned it briefly on our live episode in San Francisco, but I have been vegan for 9 days now. And I know that this might come as a shock to all of you because over the course of the last couple years, anytime that veganism has been brought up, I've been the resident meat eater who has said, fuck all that. Yes. I will continue to eat In-N-Out at least a couple times a week, and I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
And I have fallen.
Oh, the mighty have fallen.
And I am sorry to those of you who felt like I was your leader, like that I was that one last person that you could hold on to for non-judgment. I still will not judge you at all because I cannot believe I have not had meat in 9 days.
I have a question.
Taylor, thank you for raising your hand.
You're welcome.
You're so cute.
Are you going to be vegan forever?
You know, Taylor.
Like, unequivocally, you are vegan.
That is a...
TBD.
Yeah, that is a loaded question.
Or are we just seeing how it goes?
I feel, you know, it's like in the 12-step programs, I'm taking it one day at a time.
Yeah.
And I don't feel comfortable thinking long term if I will never eat meat again, because that makes me feel emotional and then it's triggering and then I want to go back. But I will say, in 9 days of not eating meat and being, you know, plant-based and vegan, I have been pretty shocked at the results I'm already seeing.
Really?
Yeah, many of them. My energy is fantastic. I've been waking up before my alarm goes off, which is not a thing I ever do. I've always been like fully in a deep sleep when my alarm goes off, wanting more sleep. I'm waking up before it even goes off.
Wow.
Feeling like I need less sleep, in fact. Mm-hmm. So energy level is great. When we watched the Game Changers documentary, there was a big emphasis on like stamina and athletic performance. And I got to say, I mean, I don't know if it's possible because it's only been 9 days, but I was working out, and when I was doing weights, you know how usually you get to like a number of reps when you know that your body starts to kind of feel that burn and you're like, I can kind of only do that much.
Mm-hmm.
I got to that point and was like, didn't even feel anything.
Wow.
Like could have kept going. So that's weird. I'm like, that's weird. That doesn't happen to me.
my digestive system has been so happy.
Wow.
And y'all know with my IBS, that's saying something. Because mm-hmm. I usually require like a lot of fiber and all the right things to make some movements happen. And I am pooping like the second I open my eyes.
Yeah.
I wake up and wow. I poop. And it's great. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I got, like, it's out of the way for the day.
So what have you been eating?
So I wake up, because I've actually been like vegan for breakfast and lunch for maybe 6 months now.
Yeah.
It was just dinner that was still, I was holding on to my meat at dinner pretty hard. I wake up and I have my protein smoothie and tea. For lunch, I have a veggie wrap or like veggie tacos. Mm-hmm. But it's all just vegetables and like almond milk-based cream cheese and walnuts and all that stuff. And then dinner, Kane and I switched the HelloFresh to the vegetarian option. And that truly, I just feel like there's no easier time to try being vegan if you just want to give it a try. Because that's where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm trying it. Mm-hmm. I just am curious to see how it makes me feel. Mm-hmm. A big reason is because Delaney, you said that your stepmom, who had so many allergies always, mm-hmm. went vegan. Mm. All her allergies went away.
Gone. Like, they don't even exist anymore. She was shocked. I mean, I had never even heard of that being
thing. All right. Here's the thing I will say, because I was being very dismissive a second ago. I have been like, oh, I haven't eaten meat in a long time. And then I do occasionally. But you know what I've never not done is I haven't done eggs. Like, I tried to do vegan that 1 month, and I was like, I can't not do eggs.
Mm-hmm. And I love eggs.
But you've no eggs, no
I haven't mother. In 9 days,
just
no.
Egg. Just egg is amazing. Just egg is, it comes in a little bottle, and you scramble it just like eggs.
What
and
is it?
It's like mung bean and something else, but it's very good. It's okay. Tasty. You make a scramble out of it. Yeah.
All right.
It's good shit.
Okay, fuck it. I'll try it.
Yeah. For me, yeah. I've said my whole life, when somebody asked me like, oh, if you could have one wish to change something about yourself, it's always been, I wish that I didn't have allergies.
Mm. Mm.
Because I mean, that would change my life completely in mm-hmm. so many ways. So the thought that that could happen to me was very intriguing. I was like, I just want to see how this goes. So yeah, HelloFresh, having vegetarian options is really helpful, mm-hmm. and the meals have been so delicious and really filling. And then we're fortunate enough to live in Los Angeles, and there's a Whole Foods nearby, and Whole Foods is just like all the vegan central. I've been really surprised at how good all of like the substitutes I've used taste. And a lot of time it's just plant-based, where you're not even needing to use a sub. Like, I had HelloFresh isn't sponsoring this episode, by the way, but I'm just saying, last night, the meal I had from them was, like, zucchini stuffed boats. So it's, like, scrape out the seeds of zucchini and you roast them. And then I made this, like, rice dish with onions and all these other vegetables. And then I used, like, fake mozzarella on top. And it was so fucking good. Ooh. Like, it was delicious. And it filled me up. There was guac and salsa and I didn't end the meal and be like, oh, I need more, or this wasn't satisfying. It was truly delicious. So I'm just curious. I'm just like holding my own little biology experiment with myself.
I mean, this is pretty huge that Kelsey's feeling this way. It's huge. I mean,
you know what's so great about our show is that myself, who I'm now been vegan for almost a year now, there are recordings of us out there saying, I could never go back, or I could never do that, and I could never give up meat,
and
I could never give up cheese.
And we've sent those to PETA.
But it's just funny, like, we are changing, or like, we evolve in public. It's a weird experience, but there are, so it's always so funny to me when people find out I'm a vegan, to be like, oh, I could never give up ice cream, I could never give up cheese, you're like acting like I've never said these exact words. Like, I have not, 99% of people who are vegans weren't always vegan. Doesn't it make you think, I wonder what changed? And now you're kind of hearing what changes. It's like you experience it and they're like, oh shit, this is some good stuff. I'm going to keep going. And then the more you keep going, the confidence builds, like, oh shit, I can stick with it. It wasn't as crazy as I thought, or as hard as I thought, or it's more accessible than I thought. And then when you build the confidence, you get more solidified into it, and you start maybe learning about some of the other great impacts about it. And so, and that really kind of seals, but that's the same transition I've had as well, is like, you experience the benefits. And then I was talking about this with Kelsey when she texted me about how good she was feeling. I was like, you know, it's one of those things where you I'm always torn because I want to encourage people to try it because I know how it's changed my life and my loved ones and all this stuff. But you get that stigma of like being the pushy vegan. Mm-hmm. But it's really just like it's hard not to be passionate about it once you've felt it. Mm-hmm. And so it's like this weird like, should I, shouldn't I? Okay. You know, it's like light encouragement, all that stuff. But it's hard to hear about people having a lot of, you know, issues or whatever. And it's like, oh, I bet if they went vegan, they might improve with certain things, yeah. You know, but yeah. You can't say it sometimes.
Well, this whole episode is about habits and positive reinforcement and feeling good. And I mean, it is becoming a habit right now. Granted, it's been 9 days. I know that's like nothing, but that's a really long time me.
Yeah.
Who has had meat every day for my entire life, at least once a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big deal for me to cut out deli meat 6 months ago. Right. And I did that. So I was like, well, if I can do that, that's a big change for me. And so this is kind of becoming a habit. But
Delaney not getting sick is the thing that makes me want to be
that's
like,
your allergies
that's
type
my
of thing.
Yeah. Because I've gotten so sick several times this flu season. And Delaney was in close contact with Cam, who is apparently the exorcist.
He was gnarly sick, dude.
A couple weeks and didn't get sick and hasn't been sick since you started being vegan.
No.
You also work from home and are limited to a very small amount of germs.
Yes.
So I was like, whatever, we'll see. But the Cam thing is
But when I was 25 and I was vegan for a year, I didn't get sick. And I was working with the most people I've ever worked with in a very germy environment. And so that's when I was like, oh, maybe it's a coincidence and I work at home. And I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't get sick that
this
year. And
sucks,
I also
dude,
thought it was
I just
a
bought eggs.
Coincidence.
All right, fine.
I know.
It's an interesting experiment.
Turning Kelsey is impressive.
Crazy.
I mean,
I did it. It was, I think Game Changers was a big one. But you and Kane both were kind of influenced by that. And then
Game Changers
the allergies would kind of, you know, sit with you like that. But
Game Changers, I was like, well, I'm not an athlete, so.
I think because it was about athletic stuff, I did feel, you know, I'm not like an active athlete on a team anymore, but it did speak to me in a way that was like, wow, that's really cool to think about maybe how differently I would have felt back in the day when I was playing sports more. But
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm shocked. I'm truly shocked at how good. Like, so, you know, the Beyond Burger. Now, people are seeing Beyond Burger everywhere. I see it is it Jack in the Box or Wendy's that
Beyond
has
Burger
like
and Impossible Burger are
all the main
now.
Fast food chains have now implemented Beyond either the Impossible Burger or the Beyond Burger. But the Beyond Burger patties are incredibly good, and the thing that really blows my mind are their sausages. They have like hot Italian sausages and bratwurst, and I feel like sausages are real hard to replicate the taste, the texture, the juiciness, that bite. Like, sausages are a weird thing. You know what I mean? It's a very specific thing, and they taste like it made me. I hate how fired up I'm getting. Like, I just don't know what you've done to me. It makes me upset. But I was like, I legit thought the other day, wow, I want these for like one baseball game in Dodger Stadium to be like a blind taste test, kind of a social experiment where they use these instead of the regular ones. I do not know how many people could tell a difference, truly. Because I'm a picky bitch.
Yeah.
And I will say, honestly, there's a couple, like, vegan cheeses that I'm like, nah, bro. Like,
There's so many nasty ones out there.
Oh, yeah.
So many.
Can't fuck with them. No. But there are some really fucking good ones that you can't tell a difference.
Oh, my God.
And the Beyond Burger sauce, I was like, this is... I don't feel deprived at all. Mm-hmm. If I'm cooking that and putting that in with one of the vegetarian dishes, mm-hmm. I mean,
absolutely,
game over.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yes, Taylor. Thank you for raising your hand. You're so respectful.
You're so welcome. Have you been on the road in the last 9 days?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But I was with Delaney.
Oh, that's yes. Okay.
So she was my emotional support. That doesn't vegan count. Animal.
That's right. All San Francisco. I want to hear what you say after you've been to Arkansas. Yeah.
It's going to be harder.
That'll be harder, but it is still doable.
It
is. For sure.
If I was not traveling, I would feel pretty confident that I could actually stick with this for the rest of my life because there are so many options where I live. Being on the road is super hard, and that's when I start to get a little cagey, where I'm like, ooh, I'm hungry right now, and I don't want to put in the time to figure out what plate. Like, I already have to do that with my allergies, and now it's this other level. So that starts to make me feel a little crazy, but Delaney and I stuck with it. I didn't slip.
No,
I had salads.
You did your thing.
Also, you just made that point that all these major fast food places have Beyond Burgers now. Dude. So, I mean,
it is more accessible.
Yeah. I mean, I was in the middle of like, where was it? We were in Minnesota or something, and we went to this restaurant. They had zero vegan options, and I just got like a salad without a couple things on it and made it work. Like, it might not be the greatest meal you've ever had if you're traveling in an area where there's not a whole lot of options at the restaurant or whatever, but you can usually find something. I'll have the fries and the guacamole and the this. Yeah. You just get like all the weird ass sides. Yeah. But that is the only time in a year that I have been super unsatisfied with what I ate at a restaurant. Mm. I have been to plenty of restaurants that I was like, they're not going to have anything. And they do. And I'm like, oh shit, this is not so bad.
Yeah.
And also like even, you know, I only recently got a meal service and stuff, the Vistro service. But before that, it's like, you guys, I was shopping. I did nothing different. I shopped at the same restaurants. I mean, I shopped at the same grocery stores. I ate at the same restaurants. Everybody was giving me so much credit that I don't deserve for being vegan. And I'm like, I'm literally walking 2 feet to the left and buying a different brand of the thing that I like. That's all I was doing.
You weren't even eating that healthy.
No.
Yeah, you were less plant-based and more like just vegan.
It is so hard. It's so much harder to go in the middle of the road non-vegan diet to a more healthy plant-based diet. I went from maybe not so healthy non-vegan to maybe not so healthy vegan, and now I'm just getting into more of the plant-based stuff. Yeah. I had to transition that way. I had to really ease into it.
Totally.
Yeah. But well,
all right.
I'll keep everybody posted.
Well, now I'm gonna try it.
I'll keep everybody posted on. Boy. I mean, I am excited to see like how I will continue to feel.
Yeah. And Kane's been doing it for longer than
Kane's been doing it for weeks? Like 2.5 weeks now.
Wow. He feels great. See, and that's notice now, like when I do eat meat, I feel it. Like, you know, certain meats more so than others, but like I had chicken this weekend and I like never have chicken.
Yeah.
And it tasted good, but I was like, I don't feel, dude. I still don't feel totally right.
Cam made me vegan mac and cheese in our Instapot recently. He thought it was vegan cheese, but he accidentally got a different brand that was like, it was whatever. It was confusing packaging. And I ate a bowl of it and I felt so fucking bad. My stomach bloated immediately, super painful. I was farting the entire night constantly. Oh. Bad, bad, bad. And I was like, wow, this is unreal. Like, I haven't had something like this in so long.
Wow.
And I cannot believe how different I can feel the effects. And I just used to think, oh, this is just normal. This is just how you feel after food.
Yeah.
No, holy shit, it's not.
Yeah.
But like you said, you're like, I can't believe it's so immediate. Well, it is because I think even in that documentary, they were saying like your body becomes inflamed within minutes of eating this stuff.
That's
and
a
so
good point.
It is like you think about all the things that you're not ingesting even in the course of a day, it is immediate.
So after 9 days, that's 9 days without that inflammation.
Dude, you're not ingesting antibiotics, hormones, pus, fecal matter, all these crazy things. You know what I mean? But really, like that adrenaline from the animal, any disease they were carrying, anything, like that's all gone now.
So crazy.
Isn't that gnarly?
I can't believe it.
Even
where
eggs?
Am I?
There's none of that in
egg. Try just egg. I'm going to bring you some
on
your
porch.
I'll
try some just egg. Okay, that sounds good.
Oh my God.
Do you have a segment, Taylor? Yeah. Oh, should I go first and end with yours, perhaps?
Sure, yes. Yeah, do you.
I think my segment is just like a good shit slash go fuck yourself is because I'm getting, it's my first year doing like taxes as a full-time business owner, and it's a little bit of work because I wasn't doing everything super properly, I found out not too long ago. And so I'm having to, you know, really get things situated and, you know, it's good I'm taking care of it, but it's also like, ah, damn it, you know? Yeah. So that's my segment. It's just like, I'm going to be glad when it's all set up because then going forward, it will be very nice. But yeah, this is like the first time I'm running all my money like through my business without having a day job. And so it's all just, I want to do things as legit as possible. And it's like a lot of stuff I didn't know about out there, you know?
Yeah.
So you, it's great. So W-9s and 1099s and we got what?
Adulting so hard. So many things. So many things.
But yeah, that's mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a quick one. Yeah. Mine is, I don't know what to classify it as, but,
big update.
Big update. Yeah. Basically the three of us had a talk before we started recording today, which I feel so much better afterward. But, basically in the last, you know, really in the last like year, things have just been really, you know, piling up for me, I guess, if that's the way to say it. And, a lot of people want a lot of different things from me and a lot of things that I need to be doing. And the special coming out, in March is kind of like the culmination of all that. And just to kind of summarize what the three of us talked about this morning is like, I have been saying since, you know, May of last year, like, okay, I'll be able to rest at this point after this is done, or I'll be able to focus on more things at this point, or I'll have more time for this at this point, or, you know, and at every point that I reached, every level that I, you know, got through, I was like, oh no, there's another thing I have to do. Like, it was first I have to film this TV show and then I'll have more time. And then it was like, oh, okay, well, once, you know, I get through couples therapy and filming my special and, you know, this and that, like, there's always just another thing where you're like, okay, once I'm done filming a special, it'll be fine. And then you film a special and you're like, I'll take some time off now. And your team of people who are working for you and making money off of you are like, well, you actually need a new hour immediately, so you have to go back on the road. And I'll be quite frank with you guys, like, my 2020 is completely booked with road dates, and I am on the road 3 weekends a month, every month for the rest of the year, and things tend to fill in, and I have a lot of things that I have to do to promote this special that's coming out, and a lot of other irons in the fire. And basically I've just been feeling like a very bad coworker to Kelsey and Delaney, and was feeling like at the beginning of the year, like, oh my God, I have to just like not do the podcast anymore because I'm not doing a good job. And we're all, you know, built the way we are, so we don't like doing a bad job at things. Because it makes us feel guilty and bad, and like our perfectionism is not being attained. And luckily the two of them have been very cool and understanding about it, and they're, you know, we've kind of worked out. But my point is, going forward, and it's already kind of happened where I missed a couple episodes and I think a Patreon or two, but I may not be able to be on every episode going forward. And you know, we don't know what that's going to look like. I can't say like, okay, I'm definitely going to be on, you know, 2 a month, or I'm definitely going to be on at least 1 a month. Like we talked about it before, there might be 1 month where I'm on a bunch of them. There might be 1 month where I'm not on any of them. Like it's just, it's going to be more, flexible, I guess, on my end. And maybe once we get through all the special stuff in a few months, maybe it does calm down and maybe I am able to do this more. But, we've kind of worked out the logistics and practical stuff on our side, so that I'll be able to do that and still kind of be involved, because, like, you know, you guys are amazing. Like the helpsters that come out to shows are so different than like fans we have just from stand up.
Yeah.
I mean, we've,
you guys are special.
Yeah. You guys know us, you know, in this way that other fans just don't. Even people are like, we've been following you since such and such. It's like, you guys come up like, hey, we're sorry about your nightmares. Like, you guys come up like,
yeah,
very specific. Yeah. Like, aww. I've gotten so many essential oil rollers. Shout out to Hannah this
Do you
weekend.
Know about the pyramid scheme I bought into? If you don't, then you don't really know me.
Exactly. And so, like, I obviously don't want to lose that connection with you guys or with Kelsey and Delaney, because to be totally honest with you guys, the whole reason I was like, we should start a podcast is so that we'd all stay friends. And, you know, it's tough. Like, the three of us really, a lot of times, only see each other in a month doing these podcasts. So, obviously, I want to stay as involved as I can, but I also, you know, I have, there's just a lot going on right now. And maybe once I become vegan, I won't get sick anymore. And that, you know what? Wouldn't it be crazy if I did this announcement and then like 3 weeks from now, I'm totally vegan. I'm like, you know what, guys? I have enough energy for
it.
I'm completely fine. Like, I'll do whatever. I'm never going to get sick again. And let's do it.
I would be so, I want you to go vegan just because I want to see if you get healthy, like, and stay healthy.
I know, I do too. I mean, I have antibiotics now, so there's that. But but yeah, I do want to see, mostly for the energy thing, because the couple times I have tried to go vegan, it was for like a month and I was so tired.
I wonder what you were eating though.
I was eating really healthy. I was having like, a lot of black beans, brown rice, vegetables, and fruit, and that was like it.
I feel like sometimes too, I've heard this from other people, that they try and it just does not agree with their body. And maybe there's like, I've also heard that detox periods for people is
maybe it was
very varied. Like, some people takes a few days, some people takes a month, some people don't really feel at all.
And you had none of that? You had no detox?
I don't think so. I mean, I've been trying to be very in tune with myself, but I'm not, I haven't felt anything significant. I haven't felt really like super sick or anything. It seems to be agreeing with my body so far.
Interesting.
Yeah. I personally have never met anybody who had that as far as like, you know, detox period or anything yet.
I mean, I felt totally fine, great on just eggs. Vegetarian and no dairy has been no problem.
Yeah.
But when I cut out eggs too, I remember being really tired. That being said, I only tried it twice and each time I lasted about a month.
You can send me your meal plans. I'll take a look at them.
I'm telling you.
Kelsey too.
Slippery slope, I tell you. Once you open that door.
Oh my God. I don't know. But yeah, so I don't want anybody going forward to feel like, you know, where the fuck is Taylor or whatever. Like, I don't know that anybody would, but just in case, that's kind of what we're doing going forward. Cause you guys have enriched all of our lives in such an, you know, impressive way. And it was really hard for me to, get to a point where I even felt like I could have that conversation. And I kind of broached the subject with Delaney earlier this month, and at the time I was feeling so overwhelmed and so guilty that I was just like, I don't think I can do it anymore. Like, I just, you know, and she was like, all right, well, let's just talk about it and see if maybe we can find like a middle ground. And I think we have, and I think we will going forward. But yeah, podcast isn't going anywhere, obviously, but that's just sort of my update and my self-care update, I guess.
We'll be incorporating more like guests too, and we might have some like recurring people that pop up that have you know, like Ahmed was so fucking fun, and I was like, oh, love to have him on the show. Like, here
Kane
and there
did Game Changers,
like, Kane's the Game Changers. Kane's great.
Kane and I are very similar, I feel like. Energies.
Like, for sure.
We host a self-improvement show, so obviously your health is the most important and the priority. And like,
but you're irreplaceable.
You are irreplaceable. No. You have never been a bad co-host, and I'm so sorry that you were feeling like that. We've never ever thought that, and
that's very nice.
We're glad that you're going to be able to be here whenever you can, and you know, hopefully this takes a little bit off your plate where you won't feel as burnt. And yeah, the show must go on. Here we go. it's going to just be a new setup for a little bit for 2020.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah,
just okay.
Yeah,
we love you.
This train that's fueled by spinach and
spinach sprouts. And helpsters love.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm gonna go home and eat spinach, I guess.
You see a carton of just egg on your doorstep. You know?
That Daiya mac and cheese is amazing.
That's the saddest like that Easter bunny ever. You leave just egg. So this comes out on Monday, February 10th. I'm headlining Tacoma Comedy Club this whole weekend. I'm so excited to see you guys. Thursday the 13th through the 15th, and then I'm going to be headlining Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin, March 5th through the 7th, and Go Bananas in Cincinnati, Ohio, March 19th through the 22nd, Dr. Grins in Grand Rapids, April 9th through the 12th, and Spokane Comedy Club, May 7th through the 9th. So go to kelseycook.com for tour dates and tickets and all that good stuff.
When does this come out?
February 10th, Monday, February 10th, and also the Freddie Prinze Jr. episode of RZA Fury is out today.
Oh, my God, so
go
exciting.
Go watch it, so fun.
That's a big deal. Flappers in Burbank, February 14th and 15th, Wheeler Opera House, February 21st in Aspen, Colorado, Jimmy Kimmel Las Vegas Club, 27th through March 1st. March 3rd, my Netflix special comes out.
Oh, shit!
Fucking finally. Hilarities in Cleveland, Ohio, the 5th through the 7th. And then the Comedy Store in La Jolla, March 19th through 21st. And then I'll probably be in New York right after Cleveland. So if you're in New York, I get messages about that all the time. And I tend not to post about it when I'm there because I forget. Mm. So I'll try to be better.
Just the Thriving Artist Course. It's out in February. So if you make a physical product or a digital product and you want to know how to make money off of that, or maybe you've had a hobby for a while and you'd like to kind of up your game and turn it into a business, check that out. And then I also want to give a big shout out to one of my one-on-one creative consulting clients. Shout out to Keisha Tower. She just released her podcast, The Kentucky Mama, within the past month or so. And she has been charting a few weeks in a row.
Amazing.
And I'm so proud of her. So feel free to go follow her at K-E-I-S-H-A-N-I-C. O-L-E-T, and her podcast is The Kentucky Mama, and Mama is spelled M-O-M-M-A, and it's a really, really great content.
Amazing.
Awesome. All right.
Love you guys.
We love you guys. Talk to you next time. Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening to Self Helpless. We love you guys so much. There are a few different ways you can support our show. You can leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us move up the charts. You can also tell a friend about the show, post it on social media, and you can join our Patreon. It's where you can get bonus episodes from us and lots of really fun content and ways to interact with the show. That's at patreon.com/selfhelpless. And if you go to selfhelplesspodcast.com, that's where you can get links to all of our individual stuff. Delaney, where can people find you?
You can find me at DelaneyFisher.com. You can find the online courses there, one-on-one creative consulting, watch my comedy special, and find Dicks by Delaney there.
Perfect. Tay, where can people find you?
You can find me on ttomcomedy.com for tour dates and links to everything else social media-wise. I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect. You guys can find me at kelseycook.com for all my tour dates. My Instagram is at kelseycookcomedy. Twitter is at kelseycook. Please be sure to watch my foosball web series on YouTube called Wrists of Fury. I've had Delaney and Taylor on together. It was such a fun episode. And you can download and buy my album Savor It on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you find comedy albums. We also want to give a shout out to our amazing producer, Lauren Mahoney, and our amazing editor, Emma Erdbrink. We love you guys, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.